KLFD, the Meeker County Original. 13 minutes after 4 o'clock, I'm Aaron Imholt. 52 degrees, clear skies, an absolutely beautiful day. Don't mean to rain on the beautiful day, but our guest today is Ronald Wineland. He is going to tell us how the apocalypse may have already started. He'll talk about the who, what, why, where, when, and how. He's the author of the books The Prophesied End Time and 2008 God's Final Witness. He'll talk about how the end times may already be here. Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Now, talk about yourself a little bit, about your background, how you got into writing these books, and just talk about yourself for a little bit.
Well, I've been a pastor for 25 years in the Church of God, and over the past 7 years, there have been things taking place that have to do with prophecy as God's been revealing it, especially over the last probably 3.5 to 4 years now, that I know now that I have a specific job to do as far as two books now that have been written. The first one was 2.5 years ago that came out. It was The Prophesied End Time. And also now this second one that just came out at the end of the year, the beginning of this year, is 2008, God's Final Witness. And it just explains more of the kinds of things we're getting ready to go into, especially in the year 2008. But this year here, beginning after April, there are things that are going to begin happening over the following year until the April of next year. And then after that, things really escalate as far as the United States is concerned, some other nations as well, that catapult us into a period of time called the Great Tribulation. It's the last 3.5 years of man's self-rule, of man's self-government. And it is a time of World War III. It is a time of the collapse of this nation. And certainly, yes, go ahead.
Now, Ron, you're really putting a damper on my 21st birthday here, I got to tell you. But really now, you say 2007 could be one of the most destructive years ever. What kind of events are you foreseeing?
Well, over the next year, there are going to be catastrophic events of different types here in the United States and other places. Katrina, that was very small compared to things that are coming, and the rapidity of those things, how quickly they happen, how repetitive they happen as well. And they're just going to escalate over the following year because these things, we are at a time period that is the end time. People have talked about it for hundreds of years. Every time there's a cataclysm, every time there's something bad that happens, our religious leaders especially talk about the end time. It just happens that we are now at the end of 6,000 years for man, and these things are going to begin happening now in an increased way. And I've written about these things in advance so that people will understand that, yes, this is true, these, and know what to do and know how to prepare for it. I don't expect people to believe everything right now by any measure.
Right.
People are skeptical, you know.
And forgive me for being skeptical myself, Ron. Maybe it's because I'm not ready for this, but it's like you said already, so many people have been, you know, saying the sky is falling, the sky is falling.
Yep.
For years and years, thousands of years, they said, this is it, this is the end. And it's kind of that the boy who cried wolf thing, where the more people say this, the more people like myself and a lot of the listeners out there are going to kind of tune that voice out. Why now? Why is this special? Why is this time the actual end time instead of just another cry wolf situation?
Well, you bring up a good point. People have cried wolf, and that has taken a lot away from what is getting ready to take place. It's happened for hundreds of years, quite candidly. And the reality is that that's why the books have been written. That's why this last book, 2008, God's Final Witness, is written, to put everything out, to map it out very well for people so that people will know what to listen to, because people don't know what to listen to. Who do you listen to? People have been saying this for so long. People are saying it now. And I can guarantee you, as these things start happening in an intense way now, from April on, there are going to be a lot of religious leaders jump on the bandwagon and say, hey, look what's happening, and this is what God is doing, and this is why God is doing it. And if there wasn't something written in advance telling it, because nobody can tell these things unless God is in it.
Right.
And so if it begins happening, then people know what to listen to, and that's the purpose of this. So they'll know what to listen to, because there's mass confusion out here today.
Okay, and now I'm looking for kind of specifics. What can we look for? More, is it hurricanes, earthquakes, and what kind of evidence do we have to kind of back this up? Is it seismographic, you know, science? I mean, are you looking at maybe weather patterns and seismographs and things like that, or is this just something we're missing? What are some of the...
No, it's, you're not going to see anything until it happens. There's going to be an escalation, and that's the whole point. When it happens, then people will begin to recognize something is not right, something is wrong. And it's a bit of a forewarning. We have about a year of a forewarning of certain things that are going to take place before the year April of 2008. I'll just tell you, there's not going to be a president take office. even if we can have the ability to scrounge together elections, we're not going to be able to have anyone go into office in 2009. That's how bad it is. And
go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to have a total collapse, economic collapse, government collapse. Everything in this nation is prophesied to collapse. And that's the time it happens. And we're just there. And there's nothing to look at to say, okay, this is the proof of it. The proof of it will be as it's happening and as it escalates.
And now another problem many people may have, and one that I've certainly voiced before whenever people say this is the end times, is and I was raised Catholic. I'm not anymore, but I was raised Catholic. And they always, I was taught that God is compassionate and things of this nature. Why on earth, and I'm assuming that God is at the center of this, the end times, why on earth would God be responsible for the murder of 6 billion people? I don't understand.
Well, God is not responsible for that. You know, there was a time when God did destroy the earth. There was only a few in a family that made it through back in the time of Noah. A lot of people don't even believe that really happened, but it did happen. We're living in a different age right now. God has brought us up to the brink. He gave mankind 6,000 years to have his own governments, to have his own religions and so forth, and he has allowed us to go our own way. And the reality is the human nature of human beings has always been that we don't want God. We don't want God telling us what to do. And so God has let us come up to this point. We've actually had technology withheld from us until this very end time. And the reason for that is because we would have annihilated ourselves long ago. We cannot govern ourselves. And that's the whole purpose of all this that God is allowing mankind to learn. We cannot govern ourselves. And the more we grow with technology, that's exactly what's getting ready to happen. We're getting ready to have a nuclear world war, and the reality is God is allowing man to come up to the brink, and he's going to save us from that. He's going to intervene to stop it. He's going to stop Russia and China and that power that arises in Europe as soon as we collapse and they enter into a third world war. He's going to stop them from destroying the earth. It says there's a final day when he says he's going to destroy those who are destroying the earth, and then he intervenes, and Jesus Christ returns and sets up God's government on earth for 1,000 years. So...
And many religions certainly believe that. The thing that still confuses me, Ron, is that you had the Holocaust, you had the Crusades, you had all these ugly, brutal things. Why didn't a compassionate God step in then? Why only now?
Well, because it wasn't the time then, and because they were still in a part of a prophecy. Even those things that took place in World War II were a part of prophecy. They had to do with the sixth revival of what's called the Holy Roman Empire. There is one left, and that's what's coming. And God has allowed man to do these things to mankind. That's the only way we can learn, is to be able to look at ourselves and understand what we are as human beings and come to understand we need help to be saved. We can't rule ourselves, just like the United Nations. They have a statue out there that is in Isaiah that talks about beating their weapons and so forth into plowshares and pruning hooks. And the reality is that's something that's going to happen when Jesus Christ returns. Man can't govern himself. The United Nations itself is a joke. We can't do it. And he's just allowing us to learn the lesson the hard way, because the reality is we have not for 6,000 years listened to God. Man hasn't listened to God, so he's let us go our own way.
And Ron, you belong to an organization called the Church of God, is that
correct?
Am I getting that right?
Correct.
The Church of God. Now, how often do you make predictions, and how accurate are these predictions?
Well, I really haven't been making predictions. The only thing that I... at any time I even began to say anything at all was just before the Y2K thing, telling people that there was nothing going to happen in the way that people were panicking and thinking that would, because it didn't fit into prophecy. But that was the only time. Right now is the primary time, obviously, as we're getting ready to come up to the year 2008 and the book that's been written. And I might put a plug in here, too. You know, if people want to buy these in the bookstore, that's fine, but we give them free on our website. And that's at endtime2008.com. So if they want to go there, they can find out a whole lot more about what's getting ready to take place, and don't have enough time on this program to discuss all that. But
right.
But we are in horrible times, and they are going to begin happening. It's going to begin escalating.
And now, was it, correct me if I'm wrong, I did some research, is Herbert Armstrong the founder of the Church of God?
Well, Mr. Armstrong was a continuation of the Church of God. There's two great churches, or two churches, I should say, one great because it's God's, two churches that have existed for nearly 2,000 years now, not quite 2,000 years, but there are two that have been in the world scene. Finally, in the 1500s, there are many that begin to break off from the Catholic Church, and we have had a great proliferation here in the United States of hundreds and hundreds and thousands of churches all having different doctrines, saying they are the true church and so forth. But, they all have a beginning. The Lutheran Church has a beginning back in the 1500s. Many of the other churches and so forth that are Protestant. The Catholic Church is one of the oldest, and it primarily got its main beginning in a very powerful way back in 325 AD, but the Church of God has existed. It's been a continual thing since Pentecost, 31 AD. And Mr. Armstrong was a part of that. I'm a continuation of that same thing. And we're coming up to a point where the end time is here. Jesus Christ is getting ready to return. That's what the Jews thought in the times of Christ. They thought Jesus Christ was coming into Jerusalem to reign, to fulfill the prophecies about a Messiah. But he wasn't. He's coming back now.
Right. And now that brings me, I want to get to two more points because we are kind of running out of time. Some of the predictions, these are just some of the predictions Herbert Armstrong made that did not come true. In 1934, he said Christ will return in 1936. He said that in 1965, trade embargo by European common market will ruin Britain and the U.S. In 1956, he said disease epidemics threaten the U.S. in 2 years. He predicted doom for the United States in 1959 within 10 to 15 years. And he predicted that Mussolini in 1940 will conquer Egypt and Palestine. British troops captured 250,000.
I understand what you're saying. I understand there are a lot of things that, you know, there's a difference between a prophet and an apostle or a minister in a church who tries to understand things that are prophetic to go along with what they understand. Mr. Armstrong understood it was the end of the age. He knew it was the end times that were coming upon us. He understood the church eras and so forth. And certainly, even the magazine, The Plain Truth, it was read by millions and millions. It got up to the point of like 8 million copies going out here in the United States regularly. It was the largest TV telecast in the world at one time there before he died. That's clear back in 1986. But yes, he did try to understand the events that were happening in the world. They were there. The Plain Truth was there when the common market at that time, it's called the common market, got their start because he understood that certain prophecies that had to happen in Europe about a revival, a final revival of the Roman Empire. And when Mussolini was around and Hitler, he thought at that time that that could be it. That might be the time. But he didn't understand. He understood it later that that was only the sixth revival, that there was one more coming. And so he's always trying to understand those things. I am a prophet. I am not an apostle. He taught the church. He helped establish and reestablish and strengthen the doctrines in the church. But as far as prophecy, that wasn't something that was given to him except to understand that Europe was going to arise. And again, he talked about a common currency that would be the world currency, the euro, that's come about. And that we're at that point right now. Our dollar is getting ready to collapse. China...
Last time I checked, though, it was pretty strong, yeah.
You just wait. You wait 1 year here, and our dollar is going to collapse. As soon as China, if they start turning to euros, as soon as they do, the dollar collapses.
I will certainly, you know what, if that happens in a year, I will certainly be the first one to email you or call you and say, wow, you know, you were right. The only other point, the only other question I have is that humanity, I mean, for people who have faith, the whole thing is mystery. There's a mystery of faith. There's a block somewhere between you and God that you're not supposed to know God, that man is not supposed to understand God. How then are we able, are we supposed to be able to predict the end times? It just seems a little arrogant to me.
No, I appreciate that, and I understand what you're saying. No, people out here aren't supposed to be able to predict, just like the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation wasn't given for people to understand. It wasn't given to John to understand. John was just told to write what he saw. He wasn't given to understand it. He was an apostle in God's church, and he didn't understand what he wrote. And yet people and religious leaders have tried to tell people what the book of Revelation is all about. The reality is the seals were there. They were sealed up till the end time, and only Jesus Christ has recently begun opening those seals. He is the only one that says that was worthy to do so, and he's been revealing those things. And that's what I'm giving now, is what he's been revealing, because it's the end time. And so I know it sounds arrogant, and I appreciate that, but, you know, the world hasn't been used to having a prophet for 2,000 years, and before that it was several hundred years. And I expect this, but when things start happening, people need to know what to listen to. There are two people prophesied to come on the scene at the very end time here for the last 3.5 years, and they're called God's two end-time prophets. They're called the two witnesses. I am one of those. And
okay.
I know that sounds arrogant, but it is a job. It is a responsibility as much as what was given to anyone in the past. And again, that's why the book 2008, God's Final Witness, is written to prove those things, because only time will prove. And if they don't happen, what does it prove? It proves I was a false prophet, clear and simple.
And I tell you what, in 2008, if things are going very bad and it is the end times, I tell you what, if my phone still works, I'll give you a call. Like I said, you know, I'll be a man. I'll stand up. I'll say, you know, you were right, sir.
Great. Call me before April.
Yeah, okay.
I'm serious.
And the other thing is, if you know, other people are right, if this isn't the end time, if this is just another, you know, misunderstanding, I want you to, if we're still in touch, I want you to send me an email and say, you know, we'll try again next time. All right, I'm just checking with you. All right, why don't you tell folks where they can find each of your books, 2008, God's Final Witness, and
yes.
Prophesized End Time.
Go right, on. They can go to the website, endtime2008.com. Just one word there, endtime, the year 2008.com, and they can get those books for free. Or they can go to a bookstore and buy them if they want to, but there's no sense in that when we give them away free.
Yeah, absolutely, and that is, it's very nice. It shows that you really are believing in this, and you're not just doing it to turn some sort of profit. It was really nice to see that you give the books away. Ron, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it. Wanted to give you this platform to tell everyone, what you believe is coming and that sort of thing.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.